I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Richard Seewald, founder and managing partner at Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. To learn more about our partner, Evolution Equity Partners, visit evolutionequity.com. Richard, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Excited about our talk and look forward to the discussion.
So, Richard, Evolution Equity Partners has raised the largest pure-play cybersecurity investment fund to date at over $1 billion. Let me repeat that, $1 billion, that's with a B, in capital commitments. Richard, is that accurate? And tell us about the strategy of the fund and maybe some of the investments that you've already made.
Steve, absolutely right. We are proud to announce that Evolution Equity Partners has raised a fund in excess of $1 billion entirely focused on cybersecurity. You know, we've already invested that fund in some highly attractive businesses over the last year. So we're only announcing the final close now, but we've had capital in place for some time. So we've already invested in companies like Arctic Wolf, like Torque, like Protect AI, like Talon, and a host of other portfolio companies that make up the initial portfolio in Fund 3. And we're just really proud of the work that the team has done to get us to the final close in what has been a difficult fundraising environment. But notwithstanding that, you know, a tribute to the team, the track record, the cybersecurity opportunity. You know, we're pleased with where we sit today with this fund and the opportunity ahead of us.
Now, as you know, Richard, it's been a good 8 years that we've been following you and your company. And gosh, you've come so far. You mentioned Arctic Wolf, but I mean, the list of companies you've identified and invested into are some of the top brands in our industry: Security Scorecard, Pantera, Quantexa, Sneak. I'd sit here for the next 10 minutes if I had to go through all of them. I think about 50 cybersecurity companies, and I have to ask, how do you source investments and how do you differentiate from some of the other investors in our space?
Great question, Steve. So, you know, Evolution Equity Partners has always been a thematic investor in the cybersecurity space. We do our bottom-up, top-down analysis on individual categories well in advance of financing rounds. We're forming relationships with what we think are best-of-breed companies in those categories. Often well in advance of a financing round, we're working with those companies on business development activities, even, you know, lifting the hood up and looking at areas that we can be helpful via our centers of excellence around cybersecurity growth. So it's a very proactive approach to engaging, working with, developing value well in advance of financing rounds so that when it comes time to raise capital, it has been demonstrative that Evolution Equity Partners is a value-add partner. That summarizes it. There's a lot that goes into it in between the lines. And ultimately, this is a people business. So we're forming relationships often with founders that we've known for some time, and we're continuing those relationships and identifying partners that we want to spend the next couple of years with in building best-of-breed cybersecurity companies.
I remember Fund 1, so this goes back a while, and that, I believe, was about $125 million. And at the time, you wouldn't call that staggering. There were certainly other firms in the industry who had raised a lot of capital to invest. But you fast forward to, you know, Fund 2, $400 million, and you really left a lot of, you know, other firms behind. And now $1 billion, I don't think there's anybody approaching those kinds of numbers. How did you build this cybersecurity investment platform over the past decade?
Great question. So the history of this team goes back to a company that we built as operators, investors, took public on the New York Stock Exchange. And along the way, while we were building that company, ABG Technologies, the team built a playbook on company building, building cybersecurity companies globally, delivering value, identifying ways to improve the performance of businesses. And along the way, that team stuck together. So when you look at the core part of Evolution Equity Partners today, It's a group that has been together for close to 25 years. And when you aggregate the experience, the wins, the losses, the mistakes made, the opportunities that we've had along the way, that aggregate experience plays a valuable, valuable part of how we work together, how we add value, and ultimately how we choose companies to work with. And along that time, we've also added some tremendous professionals that didn't start with us, but came along and became part of the team, our core part today. And in aggregate, that entire team makes up what we think is best to breed investor in this category. It brings together operating experience, technical experience, executive experience, but it's underpinned by an investor-first approach. So when you think about investing in cybersecurity, underlying all of that expertise on the operating side is an investor-first approach that drives every decision we make, investing in companies, doubling, tripling, quadrupling down on subsequent rounds of financing or not, exiting businesses, how we pull the lever on the centers of excellence for cybersecurity growth is all determined with an investor-first approach.
So Richard, if we go back in time, say maybe, 2017, if somebody would have asked me, who are some of the competitors, meaning firms competitive to Evolution Equity Partners, I probably could have rattled off a few. But if someone asked me that question now, I don't think I could. I don't think there's anybody out there coming close to $1 billion. Who do you see as your competitors, if there are any?
Definitely competitors. Look, I think our competitors are the groups out there like Insight Partners, Lightspeed, Index, Accel, who have considerable amounts of capital to invest and have sizable teams that focus only on cybersecurity. So we see those groups regularly on opportunities. We're investing with them together. We're also competing with them. It is those firms that we see the most out there. We certainly see other pure play cybersecurity funds, many of them focused on the earlier side, not as many, if at all, focused on growth. I think overall, it still remains a fairly competitive environment, as it should. It's one of the fastest growing areas in software today. It has a market composition that has pretty attractive top line growth underpinned by regulatory compliance drivers that enable cybersecurity to be, again, one of the most attractive areas to be investing in today.
Those are some great companies that you mentioned. The other firms, I'm familiar with them, and I'll call them co-opetition companies who are investing alongside you and who do some great things in the industry. But at the same time, I don't know if we're going to see another billion-dollar fund. And if we do, I think it'll be a while. Let me pivot. I want to ask you about something else. The Evolution Equity Partners Centers of Excellence for Cybersecurity Growth. I'm not sure how many people in our audience know about this, so I'd like you to, share it. It's been described as the, quote, ultimate operating playbook on how to effectively take cybersecurity startups from idea to IPO. And that helps equip companies with the knowledge, tools, strategy to drive performance. Tell us about that.
This is really the playbook that goes back 25 years that has been developed by this team as operators, investors, executives, technologists. Along the way, that playbook has been developed to an extremely useful tool to help identify areas that we can help accelerate growth, add value, and improve the performance of portfolio companies. And there are several areas that we focus on. Marketing, sales, and go-to-market, technology and product, business development, chief security officer relationships, mergers and acquisitions, and strategy. Each partner at Evolution Equity Partners has a role in those centers of excellence, for the most part, because each partner has some operating experience or some technical experience. And what that partner brings to that individual center of excellence, let's say it's marketing and sales and go-to-market, is a lifetime of experience that our portfolio companies get to benefit from. And that's done on a consultative basis. We're constantly working with portfolio companies in between board meetings. The board meeting is not where it stops. It starts there and it continues throughout the quarter. where their centers of excellence around cybersecurity growth are helping portfolios solve some of the challenges that they have and help them perform better.
So, Richard, I have a few questions for you about that $1 billion fund. How much of it roughly has already been invested? How long will it take for that to be fully invested? And will some of it potentially be invested into companies you already have a stake in?
Great question, Steve. So we expect that, and this will be in line with our strategy that we've conveyed to our investors, that our investment period will be more or less 4 years for this fund. We are already into year two of that investment period. So roughly 40% of the fund has been invested. And I'd say strategy there is in line with the strategy that we deployed in fund one, fund two, and now in fund three. A diversified portfolio that gives our investors exposure to one of the most difficult categories to gain access to in terms of private market exposure. A lot of investors have that public market exposure, but in terms of private market exposure to early growth and later stage opportunities combined in one portfolio, it really creates the opportunity for investors to have a piece of that market in and across various categories in the cybersecurity space.
So I'm curious, Richard, when you go back in time, Fund One, when you raised $125 million, could you ever have imagined at that point that you'd be raising $1 billion?
Yes. Our target from day one was to be the market leader in this category. The bullseye on the wall from day one was to be able to put together a fund of substantial size that would allow us to deploy a multi-stage strategy in the cybersecurity space. I can show you presentations from 5 to 7 years ago when we presented to our team where we were then, where we were going, how we would get there. I think to the credit of this team, we were able to deliver on returns, on being able to continue this strategy, be aligned with the strategy that we put forth and deliver on them, on the opportunity that we saw in the market. I think right from the outset, we may have not put down $1 billion, but we certainly thought we would be able to raise subsequent funds at larger sizes.
So if you look into the crystal ball, you and I are still going to be sitting here talking to each other. I know it, Richard, in 2 years and 3 years from now, when that $1 billion is exhausted, what are we going to be talking about?
I think when the time comes, we'll think about a fund size that is appropriate for the market that we see then. I think we're very comfortable in the fund size that we are in today. We don't need to get significantly larger. I think with larger funds, you start to see law of large numbers, which pulls down returns. We think that $1 billion sweet spot is ideal for this category today. And we very well may stay right exactly where we are, deploying capital in best-of-breed cybersecurity companies in the early growth and later stage segment. And we'll be talking, you know, about the best-of-breed companies that we're investing in 3 years from now. I'm sure of it.
Richard, appreciate you coming on and sharing all of this with us as always. Look forward to catching up later in the year and talking about the progress of the fund.
Hey, Steve. Always a pleasure to be here. Look forward to talking to you about the investments that we've made and some of those that we'll announce very shortly. Thank you very much and appreciate our partnership very much.
I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. This interview is brought to you by our partner, Evolution Equity, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Visit evolutionequity.com to learn more. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.